begins tomorrow night. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located on eastbound Manchester Road, just west of 270. Who's ready for some super premium fresh halibut imported daily from Alaska, grilled in an extra virgin olive oil? Ask for it supreme style with colossal lump crab meat that's steamed in a champagne-based cream. Halibut season is officially open at Surf and Sirloin, and that only lasts a few months a year. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week, serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, Pinion's Playhouse on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Do you suffer from airport boredom, flight delay syndrome, or are you that person who does what they're supposed to do and checks in 2 hours early only to sit in some dirty chair for what seems like a lifetime? Suffer no more, because in Terminal 2, you have Wingtips, an upscale lounge with all-inclusive drinks, food, and ultimate comfort. If you have work to do, you'll feel like a CEO getting ready for your private plane. That's Wingtips Lounge, and mention you heard this on 590 and get a discount on a single day pass.
Business travelers in the St. Louis area, listen up. Stop complaining about the amount of time you must spend in the airport. Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2, can remedy your entire travel experience. In lounge restrooms, speedy Wi-Fi, a complimentary offering of food and drinks, and a Fortune 100-style conference room can eliminate the words traveling gets old from your vocabulary. Come on in for a single visit or receive great discounts on personalized memberships. Your travel lounge awaits.
People have come to know Dent Nation as the premier place to take their vehicles for hail damage and paintless dent repair. But did you know they are the best at full collision work? Insurance approved, Dent Nation can get your vehicle back to you fast and back to new. Dent Nation services all models from domestic to Porsche, Audi, BMW, Land Rover, and Mercedes. They mean all makes and all models. Located at 9840 Manchester Road, they now have emergency towing service available. Call Dent Nation today.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret, where the benefits are pretty obvious. It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area. And don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner, one way or the other. PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis. So if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget, next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being a hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
Welcome to the April 25th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. April 25th, that means there are only five more days, because as you know, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February, which sometimes has 27 to 28. The worst poem ever written, but I remember it, and that's how I know there are 30 days in this month, only five left as we enter into actual springtime weather. A little rain here and there. It'll be gone soon, and we'll be wishing we had some. It never fails. It's always the same. It's St. Louis. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
Running the control board and doing it very, very well. It took him a little while, but I think he's catching on. And he apparently likes the same button to hit that I like, and that's idiot. And it's never more than a few minutes when it's well-deserved. Because of something somebody, one of us, says. Running that control board, the man who lived for 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England, the one, the only, Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to the listeners.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day, and it can only get better because I'm going to a baseball game later.
All right.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How does that make everybody else's evening only get better?
Because they know that game. I will not be at home bored. I will be out at a baseball game.
You're going to shag fly balls?
I am. Mm-hmm.
And I think that is what determines whether or not the rest of the world has a great evening, is whether or not you're at a baseball game.
That makes
a lot of sense to me.
He's going to do it in the
Let's go to the quarantine glass box that Dan Strauss sits in. Dan Strauss, of course, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thank you to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring...
Who are they with, by the way?
Stiefel.
Okay.
They're with Stiefel, a company called Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review on your retirement.
It'll probably cost a couple of $100.
No, it's free. Absolutely free. Yeah, it's free. All you have to do is give them a call. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSC. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello, everybody.
Who
cares?
Stop the music for a second. I'm sure people wonder why do they do that stupid it goes back to years ago. We talked about when you're kids, especially if you have like a brother or sister, you do things just to aggravate them. Like, you'll repeat whatever they're saying. Dan, just start talking. I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Hi everybody. Stop
right that.
Don't say what I'm saying.
See, it's aggravating. Yeah. And you do that as kids. And the other thing we did was you have to get the last word
in.
So somebody would say just anything, and you come back with, me too. Just to say anything last. So that's what that is. Start the music. It's just childish, stupid stuff like the rest of the show. So that's Dan Strauss. As we work our way around the room, Then there's, of course, this guy, a guy that most of our audience, in fact, all of our audience, had probably never heard of until 7 months ago, and now they know him well. They know a lot about him. His name is Tim Woodburn. They know that he is a newsman because you all just heard the news. But wait, did you know there's more? You need to have somebody checked out or followed or checked on. This is your guy. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, conducts all kinds of investigations. And one of the things I specialize in, I've got actually three different assignments that are almost identical this weekend. That is somebody who wants to have their ex watched because they want to know if they're bringing their boyfriend or girlfriend over to their house while they have a period of custody with their child, which is prohibited in the court documents. So if you think your ex
They want to bring them over while they're having a period.
Well, a period of custody.
Oh, that's different.
That's a lot different.
Sorry. I don't think they'd have anybody over if they were doing that.
You know how Frank says my billboard's going to say if you either hate him or you can't stand him? Yeah. You know what Frank's billboard's going to say? If he's not interrupting you, he's dead.
Yeah.
I like that.
If you'd like to have somebody investigated, folks, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
I'll just share an email with you real quickly. Stop the music for a second.
Oh, boy.
Dear Frank, been listening a long time. I really like the show. I think the show you have now is better than it's been in years. I especially like it when you interrupt people. That's one of my favorite parts of the show. Don't ever, ever, ever stop doing that. So that's, and I get these all
who's
the
that?
Time.
Who wrote that? Yeah, who wrote that?
Dick. It's from
Van Dyke.
Dick Stiffer. Dick Stiffer from Shoveltown, Missouri.
Dyke.
They're always in Shoveltown.
Stiffer.
Yeah, Dick Stiffer from how would you pronounce it? Stiffer. Okay, Dick Stiffer. From Shoveltown. Thank you, Dick. Start the music.
Maybe it's Stuffer.
You can start the. Well, see, I don't go for that. Yesterday, these idiots yesterday thought I forgot Bill. I would never forget Bill. They don't understand certain aspects of creative radio where you don't do the same thing all the time. Can you imagine if we did the same stuff all the time? Oh, that'd be crazy.
Oh.
I just changed the order a little bit. Today I'm going to keep it counterclockwise. This is the man who's on the road a lot. Sometimes he's northbound, sometimes he's southbound, sometimes he's westbound, and sometimes he's...
Eastbound. Yeah,
right. He's Bill Clavlin, man on the road today, man in the studio. Bill, say hello to these fantastic listeners.
I want to say hello to everybody, and if you missed it last hour, we discovered Frank's favorite app. We want you to download that. It's called Field Trip. You'll have a lot of fun with that.
Who cares?
Yeah. A lot of people wonder, boy, who's in charge of security? You guys are so famous and so popular, you must have a hard time staying safe. No, we don't. Between Gateway Lock and Security at our homes in this business, we have Hebe Jimenez, who's in charge of security, and he works very closely with the Gateway Lock and Security people. They coordinate with each other a lot. Good job, Hebe. We appreciate you. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, Jen.
And Red Boy says he is talking with the Gateway Lock and Security people now. And they have already come over and kind of mapped everything out. They're going to get a bid to him soon. He's getting a security system and cameras and even a... some of the stuff he says we don't want to talk about. It's so secretive. And it's all so that he can... It's not a gun collection or anything. What is it you're trying to protect?
Cheese.
Cheese collection. Hmm. He collects stores cheese. And then there's this guy. What do you say? I mean, this guy who marches to the beat of his own drummer, actually has a drummer. He's his own man, question mark. He is Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Welcome, Bruce. You're the best. We are brought to you today, the Playhouse is brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security, the leader in security solutions since 1960. This is a great family business. They help people and provide security solutions commercially, residentially, and sometimes many of those products are the same. We've gotten to the point now where in homes, people are putting in things that
not too long ago, nobody ever thought of doing for homes. But why wouldn't you put a keyless entry system in a new house or a remodeled house? Why wouldn't you do proximity cars? Why wouldn't you make it safe and secure if you care at all about your family? We live in a crazy world with crazy people. People who go into places with no clothes on, no pants, and then they take the jacket off when they leave with no clothes on at all and shoot the place up. Those kind of crazy nuts. And if you've noticed in recent years, a lot of the people who have been caught quickly thanks to security cameras. Now, some of the footage I see is not great, which tells me Gateway Lock and Security didn't put the cameras in. Why don't you take a look at what they do on their website? It's a great website, and I think you'll get a great education about some of what's out there when it comes to security. Keypad entry, exit alarms, access control systems, proximity cards, master key systems, and then for your home, some of the same things. And some things you didn't even know existed, like these anti-kick devices you put behind the door. Think of it as the equivalent of it's to your door what the club is to your car. Somebody gets in your car, get the door open, get behind the driver's wheel. They're not going anywhere because the club is on the steering wheel, so you're not going to be able to drive it. They have things like that, a particular product to keep people from ever being able to kick a door in. Even if they do blow the lock up, they still can't get in. They'll tell you all about that stuff, magnetic locks and electric strikes. And on top of all that, they're just really decent, nice people, honest people. Derek Nagel and his son, Sean, are the key players in this business. And I like them a lot, and I'm glad they came on board, and I'd like to keep them on board. And that's only going to happen if you let them take care of your security needs and you tell them your AM and the PM. Gateway Lock and Security. Like all the people and advertisers I speak for, you can find their phone number and a link to their site at frankopinion.com. But in case you're wondering, their site is easy if you want to go right to it. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com. Larry Connors comes on at 6 o'clock when we get out of here. Here's a little of what Larry will be talking about tonight in over the course of 2 hours from 6 to 8. If you are 18 to 64, there is a politician.
My bad. That was my bad.
Goodness.
That was my bad. I apologize, what? Frank. That was my bad.
Was that Larry?
Can you explain
that Larry
why?
Entering the studio?
He was trying to get in here fast.
And then he changed his mind and stopped.
Put his brakes on.
That was well. I think we should congratulate ourselves on coming up with some reason for that stupid sound effect. That was not bad. Larry wanted in quickly and then stopped real quickly and decided, whoops, it's not my time yet. That was the sound of Larry Connors making a mistake. If you're 18 to 64, there's a politician who wants to give you $1,000. Larry's going to have the details and share a story with you that he's never told about when Larry Connors ran for office.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ooh ah. Wow. I'll say ooh ah. Thank you. Brother, sleep at the wheel. It's not just the name of
that's
a band.
That's a good band.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's great we screw up Larry Connors' segment even when he's not in the studio.
We can ruin your show and you don't even have to be on it. Is former FBI Director James Comey's book hurting Trump or is it helping him? Listen to Larry tonight. And what do you think of the court decision telling parents they can't take their dying baby to another country for medical treatment?
What? Well, that's what's going on in England right now. It's kind of divided the country.
Really?
What do you know about England?
I was going to say, what do you know about babies?
Not a lot.
Larry will share that story with you. And all of a sudden, rapper Kanye West is no longer the darling of liberals because of what he said about President Trump. Larry will have those details. And last but not least, would you eat a hamburger topped with a fried tarantula? Larry's going to tell you where you can get one or not get one.
Yeah.
Larry Connors, USA, 6 to 8 o'clock. Scott Sherman in tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Don't forget about that. Free legal advice. Pickleball. Bill knows this. You're a big pickleball guy.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? I'm kind of not kidding, but there's a lot to be thought out about it. In the Kix 104 days, when Dan and I were in country radio, believe it or not, as antisocial as I am, we had a bowling team. And Dan, you weren't on.
I was not on the team, no.
It was me. It was the Wrangler. It was...
Was it Reverend Mike Anderson?
Reverend Mike and...
George Depper? Was George Depper on it?
It could have been, the Big Depper. There were four of us, and I guess about once a month or twice a month, we would play people who would bid and pay money to play with us, and all went to charity. And I went to this custom bowling ball place and had a bowling ball made just for me. It had a shark on it. It was a Greg Norman design, so it had a shark, it had my name, it had Franklin, I had my own shoes and a bag. I looked like I knew what I was doing. And I'm thinking, Bill, pickleball, there's got to be a way maybe where once a month or so we could play pickleball and play maybe four other people. We play four or... You know how it's like tennis. You can have doubles. Mm-hmm. So two of us would play two of them, and then we'd take a break, and two other of us. Tim, were you able to play pickleball? Do you have any? I know you had knee issues or something.
No, I'm actually a very good racquetball player, so I think I can pick up pickleball.
Well, shoot, if you can play pickleball, you can play racquetball. I think everybody here is capable. Limey, you'd play, wouldn't you? It's easy to learn.
Absolutely.
It doesn't take 5 minutes. You're playing. Dan, would you play? You're a hockey player. Of course you could play.
Well, I could.
He might not be able to see the
ball. I could play, but it'd be like playing with Stevie Wonder.
Well, yeah, I could be okay. You can hit a golf ball. If you can hit a golf ball, you can hit a pickleball.
No, I played pickleball before once.
Well, question, and it might just be from different cultures, is the pickle the bat or the ball?
Huh? Well, the pickle is nothing. It's just the name of the game.
Yeah.
And nobody really knows why. They think this couple that started it, their dog's name was Pickle. It's not true. It's a weird name. I think the name keeps some people from playing it. It's so stupid.
Yeah, you're right. You eat pickles on the sideline when you're...
No, you don't.
Is that it?
No, you don't.
Where do the pickles come in?
We don't know. We just said we don't know why it's called pickleball. But, Bill, I think there's something here. Maybe we need to give this...
Does anyone know what a gherkin is?
Huh? Yeah. A gherkin is a pickle.
Yeah.
Isn't
it? Yeah. I just wanted to see.
Gherkin ball. They could call it that. Yeah. That would be even better.
Got a pickle in your pants, or are you just happy to
jerkin your gherkin?
Oh my goodness.
See, I wouldn't have said that.
Oh.
See, that's where you take it too far.
Oh.
Jerkin your gherkin. We don't do that.
Inappropriate.
The 590 pickleball. You know what it's like? It's like when I was a teenager. I listened to KXOK. All teenagers did, except the real, the Casey crowd. That was a different crowd. You know, they smoked a little weed. And the KXOK, we were the Neil Sedaka bubblegummers. But they had the KXOK All-Stars. And it was the DJs who would go out and play basketball against high schools for charity. And I always thought that was pretty neat. So maybe we can do
They have it in Forest Park now. They play in the championship court at the Dwight Davis Tennis Center. They turned it into pickleball courts.
Frank, the next time you speak with or ever go on Frank Cusimano's show, if you ever do, ask him about the time he played a charity game of one-on-one basketball with Kevin Slayton.
Oh, my goodness.
It was...
I would love to have seen that.
Oh, listen, it was... Police almost had to get called.
Oh, my.
It was that bad.
I don't doubt it.
It was during halftime of a CBC high school basketball game, and the story of that is just absolutely legendary. About how it ended.
I'm a Kevin Slayton fan.
Yeah.
I am. I'm just going to flat out say it.
Sure.
Kevin Slayton, if you're listening, how you doing, man? He's one of the most listenable people that I've ever heard on the radio. And he's talking sports, which I know nothing about, and I still enjoy it. So I would imagine if there was any sort of, if there were tempers flaring, I think I know who might have lit that fire. That would probably have been Kevin. All right, there's a song I cannot get out of my head, and you guys are going to help me with this. I'm going to do my best to not to hum it or to simulate the drums or something. You'll know the song, and I can't find it. I thought the name was "You Make Me Feel Brand New," but that's a stylistic song. You make me
feel like dancing.
No, here's the song. It's like, well, I won't.
It's a Hall & Oates makes my dreams come true.
I just said that. Everybody in the room has already said that. Yeah. Blimey.
You did from my KZK days.
Yeah. And it starts off great there. Well, I won't. Well, that was me. That was the song. All in Oaks. Thank you. That's the song. I want to thank Ron, a listener who sent me this. This is at, there it is. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got Frank dancing now.
Yeah, it is a good song. It's a great song. What I want. Put that in my,
this
my
is the Hall & Oates, in case anybody was wondering. Daryl Hall, you. John Oates.
So, thank you. Thanks so much. So, Ron, listener Ron sent me this. This is not a joke. It is legit. I went and did a couple of checks through Snopes. I don't know what's going on lately with the Brits in the United Kingdom, but like every other person on TV is British, or they star in a series and they're British, but they change their voice to an American accent. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. But the United Kingdom has just released the results of an extensive survey and research that they've conducted. Check this out. The average life expectancy now for a man is, anybody? Take a guess.
85.
78. 79. Mm. Damn. That's a little scary. I was hoping it'd be more. Women, 82. And the reason that women outlive men is genetics, according to Medical Daily. Women have two X chromosomes, provides them with a backup if mutation occurs. Men do not have that luxury. They only have one X chromosome to express all their genes. Lifestyle is also important, but here are, according to this research, six ways that a man can boost his life expectancy and maybe live longer. And I'm not making this up. Number one, staring at women's breasts. No, hear me out.
Sounds good.
Now, it just, says, what?
Is this just pictures? Or like, I mean, like, can I just Google some boobs right now and like
either
make
one,
myself
either
better?
Either one. Even Google, one. It's Google actually better boobs. If you're looking at real boobs, like staring at cleavage. Listen to this. It says in the study, it's the same effect that happens when people look at cute animals. This was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. When you look at women's breasts, when men do, it promotes a positive energy inside you, something pleasant.
It's
called releasing endorphins.
Duh.
Yeah. It says most of half the patients with coronary artery disease increased their physical activity by deliberately making a point to look at breasts as often as they could.
Unless you have to stare down towards their waist or their knees.
Yeah.
What?
Unless you have to stare down to see them.
He's talking about, like, you know, saggy boobs.
A little droop in action.
Yeah.
Now, there are six things they say will increase your life expectancy. One is staring at boobs. The other is that men should have as much sex as they can.
Oh, yeah.
A study in that journal says that sex could decrease a man's mortality rate by as much as 50%. It promotes physical well-being. It's a stress reliever.
At this pace, I'm going to be dead by the end of the show.
Yeah. It releases serotonin, which is the happy hormone, and makes you feel better overall. It says you might increase your life by 3 to 8 years if you have regular sex.
Mm.
Number three, get married.
Mm-hmm. No, don't.
What?
Now, it depends on the age you get married. This was a survey. They took 127,000 Americans and found that men who got married after the age of 25, limey, were likely to live longer than those who married young. I'm done. I'm doomed. I got married at 21.
Yeah.
It says after 25, they tracked these men. They live longer. And it questions whether healthy men are more likely to marry than men with health problems. But unhealthy men actually marry earlier, less likely to divorce, and on and on and on. Number four of the six, have kids. You'll probably live longer if you have kids. This is from a study in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. When parents reached age 60, men with kids saw their life expectancy go up 2 years. Women went up 1.5 years. Kids are good. Number five of six, be responsible. It says they discovered that older people in nursing homes who were given a plant to take care of actually lived a little bit longer than those who weren't, because they had a responsibility. They had something to do, something to take care of, which is why having kids is good for you. And number six and last, get a dad body. I'm not making this up. It says most men gain a bit of weight after they get older and their wife has kids and they're dads, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. There's a book called How Men Age, and it argues that men with a gut, a little bit of a belly, are less likely, not I didn't say a big belly, little pooch, less likely to suffer heart attacks or to have prostate cancer, and more likely to invest their time in their children. And the author Richard Bribiscus says increased fat levels make them more attractive to women.
Yeah.
I tell you, when I was 25, I had a woman that I worked with, because I was a little thick in the waist. I didn't have a real thin waist. I had a woman I worked with. She said, I'm just going to tell you that the other girls in the office, we've discussed this. We've looked at you, and you've got a really mature body, and we find that very attractive.
Wow.
You look like a little stick. Mature body. Well, there you have it. Yeah, shut up, Randy. Don't just take it from me. That's researchers telling us that. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this is a true story that very few people know about this. You won't find it online. You won't find it in the history books. But I think everybody knows that, especially World War I, World War II, there were special platoons, special troops. Like there was an all-black platoon. There's the movie Glory. Remember that? So there's certain, they took certain people who were different and made up entire platoons of them. And in this case, they took FM DJs, out of work FM disc jockeys, and they made up an entire platoon to fight. And everybody in this group of soldiers was a former FM DJ. So they're sent out into battle, and they're over in the Middle East, and it's hot, and it's dry, and there are no facilities. They go for 4 months with no shower. Now imagine this, a bunch of FM DJs who haven't showered for 4 months, out in the battlefield, out in the rugged mountains and dust and dirt, and their leader calls them together one day for a special announcement. They're all gathered together. It's the end of a hard day of fighting, and they are filthy and dirty and sweaty. And he says, gentlemen, I have some good news and I have some bad news. The bad news first, we still see no way to have any sort of bathing or showering accommodations for you guys. And, of course, they're all, oh, no. They're moaning and groaning. He says, now, hang on here. I do have some good news. After 6 months out here fighting in this godforsaken, dirty, sandy, rocky terrain and the heat, I am happy to announce that tonight you will be able to change underwear. And they applaud. There are smiles on their faces. He says, Wilhelm, you change underwear with Shannon. Chimes, you change with Dalton. Jeffries, I want you to change underwear with Shannon.
All right, let's get a check on traffic now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by NAPA. Your heavy eastbound 273, 72 New Florissant, westbound 70 backing up 172 Lindbergh, slow westbound 64 Grand most of the way to Spady, and bumper to bumper westbound 44 between Vandeventer and Shrewsbury. This month at NAPA Auto Parts stores, the most popular lawn and garden battery is just $21.99 with exchange, or save $10 instantly on all other lawn and garden batteries. Quality parts, helpful people, that's NAPA know-how. Some exclusions apply at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret,
where the benefits are pretty obvious.
It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area, and don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner,
one way or the other.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis, so if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauge next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms, while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused, with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Starts off. Somebody's knocking on the door. Hey, somebody is knocking. It's Mike Evans. We're about to let him in. After we tell you who makes this appearance sponsor, well, who sponsors this appearance is what I meant to say. Tongue's a little tied. And that, of course, is Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. If you know where Chesterfield Valley is, and you know you do, just get in there in Chesterfield Valley and go east, like you're headed back toward the city of St. Louis. And at the end of all that other stuff, there it sits on the south side of the street. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're only closed on Monday. You go once, you will go back. And gift cards are always a good idea. Give it up for Michael J. Evans.
Go have a beverage.
Well, something different. Oh, he's down. He's really into that one.
Oh yeah. Started about an hour ago. Anyway.
Nope.
Okay. Hey, we're doing it again. This week's pop quiz theme is stars and where they were born. Today, name the name of the star who was born in Canada. James Franco, Ryan Reynolds, Rod Stewart, John Legend. Answer in a minute. TV News, HBO has just finished shooting the Senator John McCain's documentary. I hear it's really, really good.
Yeah, I bet it is.
No matter what Trump has said, you know, I like Trump, but I mean, he pees on himself sometimes. In fact, he got the butt gravy sometimes. But he said some things about John McCain that I thought were very unfair. I still think John McCain was just a great American hero.
I think most people would agree with that. And I know what he said. I know what you're talking about. And I know what he meant. But sometimes the way he says things,
he doesn't think about it right. Yeah. No. There are 52,000 homeless in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
And HBO is considering a weekly documentary examining several families living on Skid Row, and each week we'll also do updates. I got an idea, HBO. Why in the hell don't you help those people get out of Skid Row, huh? Help them get a job or something.
You know what? I'll tell you what else would be a good idea. I like cops. I think you like cops. What if they did a similar show where a crew carries a camera into these little homeless tent cities and communities and just sit down with one at a time and get the stories of these people? How did you end up here? I think that would be fascinating.
I think that's part of what they plan to do, and I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Real Estate News, Christie Brinkley. Now, this is just for Dan. This is just for Dan.
Yeah.
So if you guys just kind of listen up, because this is for Dan. You there, Dan?
I'm here.
Okay, Christy Brinkley has three properties in the Hamptons, and she's selling two of them. One is for $21.9 million. The other one is for $29.9 million. But listen, Dan, this is why I thought of you.
Okay.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
If you buy both of them, only $50 million, you save $1.58 million.
That's the deal.
Oh.
What do you think, Dan?
I'll jump all over that with my Levi jeans money.
There you go. Just sold Aaron Burr's house in New York. Aaron Burr, of course, shot and killed Alexander Hamilton, the first Treasury Secretary of the United States and the original owner of the New York Post, in a duel, if you remember your history. The 222-year-old house on the Lower West Side on Bleecker Street in New York City sold for $4 million. It is a two-bedroom, one-bath, 222-year-old home.
He died. He died. He froze to death. Aaron Burr.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
My report was the freaking highlight of this show.
And his great-grandson, Perry Mason.
Thanks, everybody.
I got to have a drink. Hold on.
We all need a drink.
Son was Perry Mason.
his cousin was David Frost.
See, this is good stuff. This is good material.
No,
why aren't we more
stuff.
Successful?
Why are we not bigger than we are?
This is Mike Evans. This is great radio. David Frost. Yeah.
That's not bad.
LL Cool J is related to him.
Oh, see, that's not bad either. It really is.
Shut up, Randy.
Odds and ends with the report that Paris Jackson's family is worried about her wild behavior. Paris Jackson says both of her therapists just laugh. Regarding both of her therapists laughing, comment. No comment.
Did you see the video of her walking on that ledge of that building?
Oh, I know. Crazy.
That's insane.
I know.
Well, look who she lived with. Well, Michael Jackson.
Shocking stat. One in every five Los Angeles County workers say that they have been sexually harassed in the workplace.
Okay, you know what? Really, we decided that everything is sexual harassment now.
I know.
Everything.
20%. They're ridiculous.
I don't buy
that. The Bill Cosby trial is moved on, and as my old buddy Vin Scully would say, the suspense goes one more notch. Jury has the trial and a verdict coming, I'm hearing, tomorrow morning.
Okay, let's stop right here. I want to ask you, Mike Evans, you were in the courtroom with OJ with the OJ Simpson thing.
Timothy McVeigh thing. Yeah, a lot of them.
Guilty or not? What are they going to come back with? Guilty or not guilty?
They're going to come back guilty.
It would not surprise me if they come back not guilty.
I would be shocked if it's not guilty. Would not be totally shocked if it was a hung jury, 10-2, 11-1. But if they came back 12-0 not guilty, I would be shocked.
Well, yesterday, his lawyers urged the jury to acquit him, because they said the charges were based on flimsy, this is the quote, flimsy, silly, ridiculous evidence, that he was falsely accused by a pathological liar who wants a big payday. Now, if they're convincing enough with that, he might get off. But what about all the other? There's too much here. There's too much smoke here. So there has to be fire. But it wouldn't surprise me if, here's another thing. If they do convict him, You will not see looting, burning, jumping on police cars by the black community because they don't care about Bill Cosby. He no longer was one of them when he decided to say, hey, how about staying in school and being a dad and staying home with your kids? They decided then he was an Uncle Tom. So we're not going to have to deal with all that stuff if he gets convicted. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not kidding when I say that. They don't look at him as a true black man because he said some things that they didn't like the way he called him out on some things. Would you agree with that?
I'd agree with that. But you know,
I'm not kidding. I won't be surprised if he gets off.
They talk about this being a big payday. It's not going to be a payday at all. It's a criminal case. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it says in the article. His lawyer said that this pathological liar who's looking
for
a big payday.
Well, their lawyers say anything to try to get money.
But isn't she suing? Isn't she suing him?
I don't think she's suing him because she already got it. He already paid her, what, $3 million? $1.3 million, something like that. Anyway.
Oh, no.
No.
Nice try.
Thank you. The NFL schedule was announced last week, and several NFL general managers and coaches are complaining the schedule is forcing their team to hit the road when they shouldn't have to. Schedules were changed because of concerts booked at their stadium. San Francisco 49ers were supposed to be home the fourth week of the season, but instead they'll be in Los Angeles playing the Chargers because Beyonce and Jay-Z will be playing concert at their stadium at the time. Giants and Jets will hit the road so Ed Sheeran can play at their stadium. And Taylor Swift is forcing the Kansas City Chiefs, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Philadelphia Eagles to change their schedule as well.
Well, as she should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to get your ducks in a row and what is really important.
That's right.
And finally. Today's pop quiz is keeping with the theme all week long, Where Stars Are Born. Today, name the name of the star who was born in Old Canada. James Franco, Ryan Reynolds, Rod Stewart, John Legend.
I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds.
I'm going to go John Legend.
I'll go Rod Stewart.
John Legend.
This is a good one.
Unless it's one of them.
Give them to me again real quickly.
The four are Ryan Reynolds, James Franco, Rod Stewart, John Legend.
Let's say Rod Stewart.
Let's say Ryan Reynolds.
Limey got it.
Right? That's the only one I knew for certain.
I still confuse this Ryan Reynolds with Ryan Gosling. And is there another Ryan? There's another one in there, isn't there? Or another guy that
Ryan
looks like
Ryan Seacrest?
No, he doesn't.
Ryan O'Neill?
Ryan Felipe?
No, now we're going to name everybody.
Ryan Leaf.
No, it's another. Okay. No, it's somebody. And somebody Paul else. Who was in Sweet Home Alabama with
Ryan Steakhouse.
Reese Witherspoon?
Ryan Steakhouse.
Yeah, who was in that with her? All right, I'm sorry I mentioned it. I'm sorry I'm even on this show. Sometimes I'm just sorry. You know? That was Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, and they're only closed on Monday. Tell them we said hello. Tell them your AM and the PM. And like Tim Woodburn said, if you're going to have dinner at Annie Gunn's, do yourself a huge favor and get. And you say, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like an appetizer. Potato
Wait a minute,
pancakes.
That doesn't sound like an appetizer.
No, that's an expression.
Oh.
I just said...
Oh, cool.
What's wrong? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Sorry, no, I just found it. I wanted to hear it.
Well, I like that answer. You just wanted to hear it. That's good. I'm good with that. I'm fine with that.
What was it?
Potato pancakes for an appetizer at Annie Gunn's. You'll be glad you did. And, of course, for dessert, bread pudding, but all their desserts are good. Closed only on Monday. Gift card's always a good idea. And right down in the east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. Window World, I know that everybody listening knows by now. I hope you do. They sell a lot of windows at Window World to a lot of people. In fact, they sell more replacement windows than any. Even the next closest company doesn't really even come close to Window World. All the information you need is at windowworldst.louis.com. All the stuff about the free home estimate and 18 months financing, same as cash with approved credit, and all that stuff that makes this such a great product. But please, please, folks, over the course of the next week or so, maybe by tomorrow, would you please just shoot me an email and let me know if you've decided to make a contribution to Window World Cares. The check will be made out to Window World Cares. The address is on our... And Dan, could you always try to keep it like on the main page, the landing page of our Facebook page? Because there's a way to do that.
So yeah.
It's front and center when people go to it. You go to facebook.com/AMandThePM, and there is the address to send your check to Window World Cares. And for every $100 you put on that check, you are entered for a drawing for something really cool, like a seat at our table at trivia night or dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns or something. So think about that, will you? We need to raise some money for these folks. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and your mind miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.